Look I ain't gonna tell nobody I'll never love again. Cause now I found a girl that's got me going in a spin. She keeps me trembling. Yes, I'm trembling. When she tells me I'm sweet, I tremble all the way down to my feet. She turned the light down low the first time we met, and then she gave me something that I never will forget. She had me trembling. Yes, I was trembling. From the way that I feel, I know this love must be real. Was all I think I heard, and I don't think I answered, cause I couldn't say a word. She had me trembling. Yes, I was trembling. She had me trembling so I never had that feeling before. She whispered in my ear and gave me such a thrill. The way I started shaking, you thought I had a chill, cause I was trembling. Ooh-wee, trembling. She made me feel so doggone fine when she told me she was mine, all mine.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you all for your assistance in tonight's free association. I very much appreciate all of your help in these matters. But now it's time for us to move on to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. We're going to start off the way we always do by reminding you, the listener, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for John Madden, the American football coach and sportscaster, best known as the head coach of the Oakland Raiders in the NFL for 10 seasons, 69 through 78. After he retired from coaching, that's when he became a color commentator for the NFL telecasts all the way through 2009. He just passed away at 85. It's the initial radio obituary for John Madden, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Well, you may think was such a big star. One of these days, you're gonna push me too far. Yesterday, you walked around just like you owned the school. All the girls were chasing you, and I felt like a fool. But now you're just another guy with once my company. Football season.
Thank you. Let's go out there and give it to them.
Initial radio obituary is for Harry Colombi, the manager, writer, and producer for Michael Keaton, as well as Thelonious Monk. He started out teaching English and history as a high school teacher in the New York area before he quit that job to manage Thelonious Monk. He wanted to share his love of jazz with his high school students, and he ended up booking a concert featuring drummer Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. But the night before that show, he ran into Thelonious Monk and ended up giving him a ride home. Out of nowhere, Monk asked him to manage his career. They worked together for 14 years, even achieving the Thelonious Monk Time magazine cover during their period together. He connected with Michael Keaton in the 1970s, back when Keaton was starting out as a stand-up comedian. He ended up co-creating, producing, and writing for the CBS sitcom Working Stiffs, which starred Keaton and James Belushi as roommates and brothers. Harry Colombi just passed away at 92. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
As a sweet.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the next radio obituary is for Betty White, the actress and comedian. Of course, everybody's been talking about her for the last 24 hours, like they don't do it all the time anyway. So leave it to me to merely say that Betty White just passed away at 99, and it's the next radio obituary for her, starting with the theme song to her television program, right here, and Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Girls, it's time to stock up on two marvelous products, Richard Hudnut Shampoo with Egg and Richard Hudnut Cream Rinse. Right now, the regular $1.75 shampoo with egg is just $1.10, and the cream rinse, also a $1.75 value, is only 98 cents. You know, these fabulous hair beauty preparations are very special, even without being specially priced. Take Richard Hudnut Shampoo with Egg. It's so rich and creamy and lathers so lavishly, you'll just love using it. It contains pure protein of egg, gives your hair a wonderful, lovely sheen while making it spanking clean. And Richard Hudnut Cream Rinse is magic for dull, difficult hair that's hard to manage, makes it wave and behave beautifully. These two fine products can make a wonderful difference in your hair, I can tell you. And here's your chance to give your hair these deluxe beauty treatments and save money, too. Get Richard Hudnut Shampoo with Egg and Richard Hudnut Cream Rinse while this special offer lasts.
Opened that coffin, there he was, dead as a door. And he nearly died. And when they opened that coffin, there he was, dead as a door. And he nearly died.
Went to school, she really paid her dues. I'll tell the truth. When TV was in black and white, and Betty White had the comedy to make you always feel right. Now she's on Hot in Cleveland. She really steals the show. And Betty White, you got style. Betty White, even though you're old, you really get the man. Betty White, I wish I had a career like you. You've been on Golden Girls and Mary Tyler Moore too. Wrote that song about Betty White. Okay, I want to do this other songs with the puppets.
Yeah, puppets.
Okay.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. The cleanup radio obituary is for Ambrose Kiry, the first Hungarian teen idol from way back in the 60s. She just passed away at 76. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Who's the kiddest smoothie boy? And I know it's for me. Java John, Java John, Java John. He's the kiddest smoothie boy, but he's ever so shy. He's the kiddest smoothie boy, but he's passing me by. He's the kiddest smoothie boy, so give him a eye. Java John, Java, Java, Java John. Day after day on the way home to school, my darling is sleeping with you. And all I can say is back in my brain, I love him, I love him, my do-do-do. Who's the kiddest smoothie boy that you ever did say? Java John, Java John, Java John,
Java John.
Who's the kiddest smoothie boy? And I know it's for me. Java John, Java John, Java John,
Java John.
He's the kiddest smoothie boy, and he's really so fine. He's the kiddest smoothie boy, and he's making me fine. He's the kiddest smoothie boy, and he's gonna be mine.
Java John, Java, Java, Java John.
A hangulat, borult az égbolt, annyi baj legyen, kitör a vihar, annyi baj legyen, akármi jöhet, annyi baj legyen, amíg engem látsz, ne félj. Amíg engem látsz, ne félj. Valami történt, annyi baj legyen, valami feltűnt, annyi baj legyen, akármi bosszant, annyi baj legyen, amíg engem látsz, ne félj. Nincs én előttem más cél, csak hogy vidámnak lássalak, szerelmünk olyan páncél, ami nem tör át, semmi pesszimista hangulat. Borult az égbolt, annyi baj legyen, kitör a vihar. Annyi baj legyen, akármi jöhet, annyi baj legyen, amíg engem látsz, ne félj!
Hey, guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Dennis O'Dell, so therefore another chapter in the greatest story ever told. Dennis O'Dell was best known as a producer on two movies for the Beatles, A Hard Day's Night and Magical Mystery Tour, but he was also credited with getting John Lennon to appear in How I Won the War, which he also produced. But he had already produced six movies before he even joined up with the Beatles. Probably the best known movie before that was The Playboy of the Western World in 1962. He had the associate producer credit on Richard Lester's A Hard Day's Night, released back in 1964, and then took a full producer credit on the made-for-TV Magical Mystery Tour. He was even tapped as one of the four non-Beatle heads of Applecore. He had numerous projects lined up for the Beatles that never happened, including an attempt to make Lord of the Rings, because John wanted to play Gandalf. And another project was scripted by the playwright Joe Orton and included the Beatles appearing in drag, committing murder, and ending up in jail. He went on to produce other big films, including The Offense in 1973, Royal Flash in 1975, Robin and Marian in 1976, and don't forget Heaven's Gate in 1980. His final credit was supervising producer on the Peter Jackson three-part documentary series, The Beatles Get Back. Dennis O'Dell just passed away at 98. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You know my name. You know my number two. You know my number three. You know my number four. You know my number two.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the pre and penultimate radio obituary is for Bert Prelutsky, the American screenwriter, news columnist, and author. He was the film critic for Los Angeles Magazine from 1961 through 1971, and his writing for that publication gained him the reputation as the fastest barb in the West. In the late 1960s, he wrote several episodes of the Dragnet TV series, and he also wrote 8 episodes of MASH. He just passed away at 81. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary for Bert Prelutsky, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Penultimate radio obituary is for Alexander Gradsky, the Russian rock singer, multi-instrumentalist, and composer. He's considered to be one of the earliest performers of rock music in Russia. His diverse repertoire included rock and roll, traditional folk songs performed with a rock twist, and operatic arias. He even composed 2 rock operas and numerous songs, including soundtrack music for several films. He just passed away at 72. It's the penultimate radio obituary for Alexander Gradsky, right here. Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Тяжко дело, не беда, ой, да радуга, дуга, я да радуга, и да в балаган. Век за веком бьет в набат, сам себе и царь и бог, вольной радости солдат скоморох. А це сані самокати по дорогам, раз веселым да ребятам с комарогом. Пиво, мед, вино и правда, правда, матка, скоморожья водага, ух и хватка. Что не шутка, в глаз, а не бровь, прибаутка, в глаз, а не бровь. Что не шутка, в глаз, а не бровь, про-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о, в добродетель славим мы. И бичуем мы пороки, в жизнь безумно влюблены скомороки. День за днем, за веком век, суета мирский порог, но хохочет человек скоморок. Класса не бровь, что не шутка, класса не бровь, бро-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о-о
Хлеб едим и воду пьем, мы укрываемся тряпьем и все такое прочее. А между тем дурак и плут одеты в шелк и вино пьют и все такое прочее. Вот этот шут, природный вор, ему должны мы кланяться, но пусть он чопорен и гор, бревном останется. Настанет день и час пробьем, когда уму и чести на всей земле придет черед стоять на первом месте. Стоять на первом месте. При всем при том, при всем при том, могу вам предсказать я, что будет день, когда кругом все люди станут братья. Все люди станут братья.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the penultimate radio obituary is for Arlene Dahl, the American actress, active in films from the late 1940s, and considered one of the last surviving stars from the classical Hollywood cinema era. She began working for MGM to play a supporting role in The Bride Goes Wild in 1948, and then played the female lead in the Red Skelton comedy, A Southern Yankee. She went on to appear in titles including Reign of Terror from 1949, Scene of the Crime, also from 49, Three Little Words in 1950, and Watch the Birdie in 1950. She just passed away at 96. It's the penultimate radio obituary for Arlene Dahl right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I love you so much, I can't conceal it. I love you so much, it's a wonder you don't feel it. I love you so much, my eyes reveal it. I love you so much, it's a wonder you can't feel it. I've decided that I am through with all this rambling about. I don't know what I'd ever do without you. I'm telling you, I love you so much, I can't conceal it. I love you so much, it's a wonder you can't feel it. I've decided that I am through with all this rambling about. I don't know what I'd ever do without you. I'm telling you, I love you so much. I can't conceive it. I love you so much. It's a wonder you don't feel it.
We love you so much.
I don't believe
we
it.
We can't conceal it.
La-dee-da-da.
We love you so much.
La-dee-da-da.
It's a wonder you don't feel it. We love you so much.
I can't believe it.
Our eyes reveal it.
La-dee-da-da. About.
We don't know what we'd ever do without you.
Uh-huh. You're telling me
we love you so much.
I can't believe it.
We can't conceal it.
La-dee-da-da.
We love you so much.
La-dee-da-da.
It's a wonder you don't feel it. Because
you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the ultimate radio obituary is for Mikey Chung, the Jamaican musician who played keyboards, guitar, and percussion. But he was also an arranger and record producer, working with a wide array of musicians, most notably Lee Scratch Perry and Sly and Robbie. Early in his career, he was the guitarist for the Mighty Mystics, the Virtues from 1967 through 1969, Generation Gap, and the Federal Studios House Band. He also worked with many other artists, including Grace Jones, the Rolling Stones, Bette Midler, and many others. Mikey Chung just passed away at 71. It's the ultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Uh-huh. Come on, everybody. Let's get El Pussycat Scat. We'll be right back.
Stop.